Mark chapter 10, look at verse number 13. And they brought young children to him that he should touch them. And his disciples rebuked those that brought them. Talking about Jesus, his disciples, these people brought these children to Jesus. They wanted Jesus to maybe heal their children, maybe bless their children. So many other people were coming to Jesus. He was touching them. They're being healed. They brought their children to Jesus so he could touch them. His disciples rebuked them. What are you doing bringing kids to Jesus? Don't you know who he is? Don't you know how important he is? You're bringing your kids to him. And Jesus said, the very next verse, but when Jesus saw it, he was much displeased and said unto them, suffer the little children to come unto me and forbid them not, for of such is the kingdom of God. Bring the kids. Bring the kids to me. Jesus said, bring the kids to Jesus. Did you realize it's important to reach kids with the gospel? Did you realize, I'm going to get to this a little bit later, but unsaved kids usually grow up to be unsaved adults. That's just what the statistics tell us. That's just the fact. But saved kids always grow up to be saved adults. Every single time. We need to do everything we can to reach children with the gospel of Jesus Christ. Let me talk to you this evening about the importance of reaching kids. Now, we understand the importance of the gospel. You understand that reaching children, it'll give them a new home. It'll give them a new eternity, give them a new direction in life. But if you ever been to a church that didn't have kids, you walk in and it's kind of like there's crickets. Chirp, 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 chirp. And it's like the old people are, here's my famous pose, hunkering down, right? Waiting for the rapture. Hunkering, you know. You've been to churches like that. Okay, so it's not a famous pose. I was just trying to make it famous. You walked into a church and there's no Sunday school for the kids and there's no classes for the kids. There's no nursery. Now, I know ladies, you're thinking, oh, no, nursery? There's churches like that? Can I go to a church like that? Let me tell you something. It feels like there's no life there. Now, there's stages in life. We all go through the different stages in life. And I know sometimes when you've got the kids in the house, you've got kids everywhere, you're thinking, when am I going to get a break? But at some point, you get to the point where you don't have the kids in the house, and you're thinking, I wish there'd just be a little bit of something to break up the quietness here. Everyone just wants one. And you've got a balance there. There's all the stages of life. Let me just say this. Kids bring life to a church. It's not always positive, right? Sometimes kids bring, oh, there's all kinds of ways kids can bring a life to a church. We brought, and it wasn't that long ago. One of our bus kids had a surprise. She's carrying a purse, and she wouldn't let me see her purse. She wouldn't let me see it, but she's showing everybody else inside her purse. Like, what in the world's going on? After church, I realized that one of our bus drivers had brought a baby bird in her purse, and I thought I heard something chirping during the service. I just couldn't figure out what it was. Kids bring life to the church. You know, kids, they are the life of the church. Now, you can have a church without kids, and that's just fine. But let me tell you something. When you reach kids, you're reaching the next generation. And they're gonna come in, and they're going to talk during the service sometimes. And they're going to do things that you don't expect sometimes. And sometimes if they're really little, when the preacher's preaching, they'll preach right back at you. And I don't know what to tell them. You just go with it. Sunday school. Wasn't our Sunday school this morning, but it was a Sunday school very much like ours. They were teaching how God created everything, including human beings. And little Johnny was in the kindergarten class, and he was listening very carefully when his teacher told him how Eve was created out of one of Adam's ribs, how God put Adam to sleep and cut a hole in the side of his chest and took one of those ribs out and created Eve with that rib. Later in the week, his mother noticed him lying down, and it looked like he was sick. And she went up to him, and she said, Johnny, what's the matter? He's holding his stomach, and he said, I don't feel well. I think I'm having a wife. You just never know what kids are going to say. They're unpredictable, but they bring life to a church. They're our future. You realize when you reach kids with the gospel, eventually those kids are going to be teenagers. Eventually, those teenagers are going to grow up. They're going to become adults. When you're reaching kids with the gospel, you're reaching future adults with the gospel, you're reaching people with the gospel. That's what Vacation Bible School is all about. Somebody asked D.L. Moody one time how his meeting had gone. And he said this, "We had 2.5 conversions tonight." The person replied, "You mean you had 2 adults and 1 child saved?" He said, "No, 2 children and 1 adult. The adult only has half of his life yet, but the children have their entire lives in front of them." A Philadelphia congregation watched as 3 9-year-old boys were baptized and joined the church. Not long after, they were unable to continue with their dwindling membership. The church sold the building and it disbanded. One of the boys was named Tony. He's an author now, and a book that he wrote this. "Years later, when I was doing research in the archives of our denominations, I decided to look up the church report for the year of my baptism. There was my name and Dick White's. He's now a missionary. Bert Newman, now a professor of theology at an African seminary, was also there. Then I read the church report for my year. And here's what the church report said. It has not been a good year for our church. We've lost 27 members, 3 joined, and they were only children. But 2 of them became missionaries, 1 an author that you just heard from. George Barna, I'd call him a Christian pollster. I don't agree with everything that George Barna believes, but he does polls all across the country. And he does a lot of his surveys have to do with the church and have to do with Christians. He said this, "What you believe at age 13 is pretty much what you're going to die believing." That's a sobering thought. Unsaved kids usually do grow up to be unsaved adults. 85% of American Christians were saved between 4 years old and 14 years old. 85%. 10% of American Christians were saved between 15 and 30 years old. But only 4% of Christians in America, according to George Barna, and the surveys that they do, extensive surveys, only 4% of American Christians were saved after they were 30 years old. The chance of reaching a person with the gospel drops just dramatically after a person grows up. In fact, it drops dramatically after they're 14 years old. The Barna Research Group surveys demonstrate that American children ages 5 to 13 years old have a 32% probability of accepting Christ. But youth or teens age 14 to 18 only have a 4% probability of accepting Christ. Adults that are 19 years or older have a 6% probability of becoming Christians. Now, that doesn't have to be that way, and that's just a survey, and that's just statistics, and that's just numbers. We can reach people regardless of what their age is. I don't want you to look at somebody and think, well, they're probably 30 or 31, so I'm not even going to try. No, everybody can be reached with the gospel. It's just that kids are open to the gospel. Jay Kessler is the president of Youth for Christ International. He said this, "Any evangelism after high school isn't evangelism. He said, it's really salvage. It's bringing a life back from the edge. He's not saying all this, but this is what salvage is. They've already graduated from high school and they're set in their ways. And a lot of times it's not just salvaging a soul, but it's salvaging a life as well. Charles Spurgeon said, "Teachers and superintendents should not merely believe in the possibility of early conversion, but in the frequency of it." I'm going to say this again. Unsaved kids usually grow up to be unsaved adults. That's just what the facts tell us. Now, we need to reach all the adults we can. We need to reach all the teenagers we can. But if we could reach somebody while they are still a child, we have such a better chance of reaching them with the gospel. Which I just want you to understand. It's a very simple truth. That's the message tonight. I want to motivate you tonight. There's more we'll get to here in just a moment, but that's the message. I want to motivate you. Would you get involved in helping reach children with the gospel? That's why we do VBS. That's why we did the offerings. That's why I'm smelling whipped cream still, and as some of the others of you are as well, right? Because of reaching children with the gospel. That's why we ran a bus route today. That's why we spent, it was probably 4.5 hours on a bus today. Why? We want to reach children with the gospel. That's why we have Sunday school classes, to reach children with the gospel. Now, there's growth involved in there as well, and there's becoming a more Christ-like Christian and things like that as well. But you can't do any of that until you reach them with the gospel. It's so very important. That's why we do this. That's why there were people here decorating yesterday and today and last week and putting all of these decorations up. Why? To reach children with the gospel. This is important. Well, we're getting ready to do this week. Yet, Brother E, that was a great song. Work for the night is coming. It's a lot of work. But there will come a day when there is no more chance to work. There will come a day when we cannot reach these children any longer. Let's do what we can to reach them now.